the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now to the news this week of Donald Trump's victory in the US presidential election race. What will his return to the White House mean for trade? And how will Ireland and Europe be impacted by the tariffs which he has promised to impose? Harry Harrison, tax partner in PwC Ireland, joins us now to discuss. Harry, you're very welcome to the programme. Tariffs, I remember, were one of the most boring aspects of secondary school economics, and now everybody is suddenly talking about them. If Donald Trump imposes 10 or 20% tariffs on most things, including from the EU, which would include from Ireland, what do we sell them and what might that mean for us?
Yeah, thanks, Richard, and good to be here. I think if you take a step back, the trade figures show in 2022, Ireland exported about 70 billion of goods to the US, right? So it's a very significant part of our economy. And the large part of that, you know, it's quite varied, but the large part of that is really in the pharma space. So vaccines, other pharmaceutical products that are manufactured by both US companies with subsidiaries in Ireland, but also Irish companies. Obviously, there's many other exports, you know, obviously the domestic sector with whiskey, all sort of food products and that kind of stuff. So there's a massive amount of products that are shipped to the US from Ireland.
So let's say he does a 10 or 20% on them.
Sure.
What happens then?
So what happens then is when those companies are bringing the goods into America, they'll have to pay the US government 20% on the value of the product coming in.
So therefore, if you were an American pharma company or somebody in that sector, you might switch some of your production
right.
over to plants you have in America, because that would save money on that and would make it more competitive. But at the same time, you can't just up and leave a massive multi-million or multi-billion euro plant that you've built in Ireland.
That's right. You've three choices in that case. You bear the cost as a company, which is very unlikely to happen. You pass the cost on to your customers, and whether you can take a 20% increase in the cost is very unlikely too, or you do exactly like you said, Richard, you look to move some operations or some production back to the US. And I suppose that's where Trump is coming from here. You know, he has run on an economic policy of improving the economy against a backdrop of America first. So clearly the concept of tariffs where you make products in the US and not abroad kind of fits within that strategy.
Another thing we sell a lot of to America is Irish whiskey. You can't suddenly switch Irish whiskey production to the United States.
Absolutely.
But they do have their own bourbon whiskey industry. So maybe in theory, if he made Irish whiskey more expensive in America, people would drink less of it and they would drink American made stuff. That would be part of the thinking. Do you think he will do what he has said he will do, or do you think he'll pick on certain sectors?
So I think the first question is, can he do what he's saying he's going to do? And, to have the power, you know, some would argue he can do it himself by presidential order. But I think the likely scenario is that you need the Republicans to win the Senate and the House on top of him having the presidency. Now, they've won the Senate. The House race is looking tight at the moment, but the Republicans could win. So he may have the power to do it. I think if you look at the policy of improving the economy, of putting more money back into people's pockets, he's largely won the election on that. If you impose tariffs on these type of products, really what you're going to lead to is inflation in the US, because the price of products is going to go up. So is he going to achieve what he said as part of the election?
And the other thing as well is that tariffs can work in a way where you put tariffs on goods coming into your country from a particular market, let's say China, and then they can always be replaced with goods from the EU. But if you put tariffs on both,
absolutely,
you've got to buy the goods from somewhere unless you're able to make them in America.
Absolutely. I mean, I think at the end of the day, he has a bit of a track record on this. He's very consistent in his message that this is what he wants to do. The last time he was in, he was president, he actually did impose tariffs, but in a much more targeted manner. So mainly on steel and aluminium, and interestingly as well on solar panels and washing machines. So he obviously had a reason that, you know, wanted to be pretty targeted. And
there are washing machines made in America, I presume. That's the thing.
That's the theory behind it. And I assume, I would think that if he does go the tariff route, which is likely, it will either be on a specific country like China or on some specific products that he really wants to move back to America.
Finally, Harry, he said he's going to slash corporation tax. Mm-hmm. He's already cut it before. He says he's going to bring it down to 15% from 21% is the current
correct
rate. Do you think he will?
Again, he would need the Republicans to win the House to have the power to do that. He definitely has a track record of this. As you said, last time he was in power, he moved it from 35% to 21%. I think the point here is they really haven't got the fiscal space to do this.
Every, so it costs too much to the exchequer.
Every single digit that he drops the corporate tax rate, it's estimated to cost $150 billion over 10 years. So you reduce it by 6%, that's $900 billion over 10 years. I just don't think they've got the space to do that. Well, that could be the case, but I think the reality is
later.
What we're hearing is, and he mentioned it on the campaign, it might drop at 1% to 20%, and that might be the end of it.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Lots to think about. Harry Harrison, tax partner in PwC Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.